Welcome to Live the Fuel.
Welcome to Live
Welcome
the Fuel.
To Live the Fuel. Focusing on health, business, and lifestyle. And now your host, Scott Mulvaney.
All right, good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another Live the Fuel show. So this evening, I'm actually recording with a gentleman that we got connected once again virtually. This is the power of networking and the power of existing online, guys, is that you never know who you're going to connect with or stumble across. So this evening's co-host that is joining Live the Fuel show is a fellow up-and-coming newer podcaster. He hasn't launched his show yet, but a mutual connection who's been on the show by the name of PJ Dixon. We've talked about him in the past. He's one of my fellow cohorts that we met out in San Diego, California in 2016 at the Thrive Make Money Matter event. I've lost track of how many. I know we were at least over 12 co-hosts from the Thrive world. So this gentleman is not from the Thrive world, but again, this is the power of networking and connecting. You never know where they're going to feed you. And I know PJ has already sent me now with Tom. This will be our second or third referral from PJ to get us connected. So a little more backstory on this gentleman is that he's actually from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So I'm on the east side of the state. He's on the west side of the state. We are, as the last recent episodes, we're already filming these. It's this content will be out on YouTube when this show airs as well. So you guys can see my ugly mug and his as well. And more importantly, this was supposed to be a business coaching session to kind of help him figure out podcast stuff and get him up and running. And I said, hey, man, why don't we just turn this into a podcast episode so other people can hear more of the behind-scenes world of what goes on with Live the Fuel and how I'm sharing my best practices and helping others. So without further ado, welcome Tom Zames to the show.
Scott, how's it going, brother?
Dude, good evening, brother. And we only briefly talked for about a couple of minutes before we started this off. That's why I said, hey, man, let's just start recording. Let's get some content out there. And that's really what podcasting is all about, just getting out there and hustling. So,
right on.
So, did I give you a proper intro? Is this kind of how this all came together? Did I miss anything on us connecting?
Yeah, no, that's about right. I'm in the infant stages here of a podcast, video cast. I've done 6 episodes. I'm going to do another one here later this week.
Awesome.
And once I have 10 of them put together, I'm going to edit them and whatnot and get them released.
So that's the plan. You just dropped a little key word in there. You said video cast. So that for our listeners, some of you listeners may already do this and follow this, but I have noticed that there are some shows who just launch as a video cast. Some guys do podcasting. Hell, my first 50 episodes was just classic audio-only podcasting, and then I would throw in the occasional like Facebook Live video or something, but then they were only hearing me because it's me literally doing a Facebook Live in my studio. They weren't hearing the other person on the other end of the Skype or whatever we were connecting on, and that's why I decided to switch over and start using the Zoom platform because Zoom.us, because I could do audio, I could do video. Hell, I could set up a green screen behind me and they have the functionality to throw the fake screen and crap back there. So the world is your oyster with that technology.
Right.
So is that one of the reasons why you're kind of getting into this, is that you want to be able to play in the audio and the video world as well?
Yeah, I wanted to get the best of both worlds and basically see where it goes from there.
Okay.
Maybe narrow down to one, maybe just keep doing both. I didn't want to limit myself out of the gate. There's a lot of benefits to just the audio, and then there's benefits to the video. So I wanted to get a little bit of all that.
I think it's a smart move. Obviously, I already had a YouTube channel. I've already thrown out the occasional content. It's kind of funny. When I finally decided to switch over to adding in video here, my most viral episode to date, I have to look up the stats. Actually, I'll have to bring up the site while we're on here anyway, just so I can share that content with you as well. But had on a famous neurosurgeon doctor by the name of Dr. Jack Cruz, and he's got a big viral following because he's an expert in mitochondria within our cells and all this other craziness. And it's funny because I had one of his followers that he's taught who has his own podcast show, and I had that guy on, and Dr. Jack Cruz shared that episode and blew his episode up. And then I reached out to Jack. I'm like, hey, thanks for sharing the episode to your world. Would love to actually have you on since you teach him. And then his episode is like ridiculous. I think it's gotta be somewhere around 5,000 downloads now. And my show's only 6 months old. So my show is over 15,000. So he pretty much has like one third of my show in downloads, but that's the power of audio and video. So his was one of the first episodes that I decided to do the Zoom platform, do the video, do the audio. And I released, just for fun, I released the video to YouTube first, and it had already hit like 2,000 views within a couple of days. So there's nice. There's the power.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, there's people who want to live in the video world, and there's people who haven't even found podcasting yet. So while I'm doing this to create cross-pollination, I'm like, I'm already doing the call anyway. I already have a podcast show, and I already have a YouTube channel. Why not just send content to both? And then I make everybody happy. So for me, I want to see how much cross-pollination, because maybe I'll pull some new podcast listeners in from the YouTube world who maybe weren't really following stuff on podcasting. I don't know yet. And vice versa. Now, is that kind of your game plan? What are you looking for out of that?
Yeah, well, as far as, I'm getting a lot of feedback from friends. Some of them are, you know, they love to listen to podcasts while they're in their car, while they're cooking, while they're doing stuff. And then you've got the people that are just want to sit at home and on their smart TV and go through YouTube stations as well. So Yeah, definitely getting the best of both worlds there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. So what inspired you to get into the podcasting world? I mean, why me? I was already a voracious consumer of podcasting for like two plus years. I know the last time I have to look at my app. But the Stitcher app is one of my favorite apps that I use versus the iTunes app. And I think because Stitcher was literally designed for podcasting, so I think they did a much better job. It's more user-friendly. And the last time I logged into my stats window, I know I had way over 5,000 hours listened to. And it's the same thing with audiobooks, because I turn my car into like a mobile university. I travel a lot for business, so I'm like, why not listen to music and just listen to knowledge? So,
right.
How about you?
Classroom on wheels, right? You're driving 2 hours a day. You can sit there and take in audiobooks and content instead of having mindless conversations with your friends and listening to music. Not that there's anything wrong with listening to music. It's one of my favorite ways to put myself into a high vibration state.
High vibration states. Okay.
Yeah.
Where's that coming from?
That's something I'm real into right now. Being very aware of the vibe I'm giving off and transmitting, and the whole law of attraction, manifestation thing. It's all there, man.
You've read the book, The Secret.
I've read the book, The Secret. Yeah.
Did you watch the movie too? A long time ago.
Watched the movie. Yep. Sure.
Okay. I have also.
Nice.
I mean, it's a little weird, right? It's a little weird. When you're first new at it, it's like some of the stuff makes total sense, and some of the stuff that they really stretch it out there into the wild, crazy shit phase. And I'm like, all right, for some people that are new, like my girlfriend, she's just like, what the hell is that? So
right.
She's logical. She's a veterinary doctor, blah, blah, blah. I was already heavily into self-help and self-development. So for me, getting into that positive mindset and that law of attraction, I was already opening myself up to it. So I think the book and the movie was a little bit more receptive to me. I mean, how about you? What do you recommend for people listening right now and who haven't even stumbled across this, even though I've talked about this before?
Yeah, I'd delve into it deeper. Abraham Hicks is phenomenal. That's where I get, there's tons of videos on YouTube from her books. One of them's Ask and It Is Given. So I think the whole secret thing was misconstrued as, oh yeah, you just wish for it and it comes. That's not how it works.
Yeah, I want a Corvette. And then like a year from now, all of a sudden a Corvette shows up. No, that's not what they meant.
Right. What it is about whatever you're trying to manifest, you need to vibrate on the same frequency as what you were trying to manifest. So if you do want a Corvette or win the lottery or whatever, you need to feel what it would feel like to have that Corvette. To feel the steering wheel, the shifting the gears, winning the lottery, what that would feel like, okay? And that puts you into a super high vibrating state. And from that state is when you're in a state of allowance. And that's the state where everything goes your way. You ever have one of those days where you get all the breaks, everything goes your way, your phone's blowing up, you know, if you're in sales, you're closing deals, right? Yep. It all happens when you're feeling good.
I'm a sales and marketing professional, man. That's what I do with my contracts and my clients, business development. Yeah. And I teach that to their employees. Dude, you have to. Yeah. Everybody has a good day and everybody has a bad day. And a lot of people don't ever slow down enough to really recognize what made that such a great day, right? You got to dig deeper than that, man. Like things were in alignment for a reason. Maybe you finally just took a deep breath and relaxed and were just having fun for once. Some people, that's what they forget about. You get so stressed out, and we're all guilty of it.
Sure. But,
like, to your point, you got to catch yourself in that position and realize, dude, I got to redial my shit and get back into that good vibe phase because I'm way out of alignment and things aren't going to fall into place. So
I'm digging that. Yeah.
So basically, that's why, like, before we started this recording, you were talking about, and you guys are, I mean, this, for our listeners, this is kind of cool because this is going to be a little bit of brand development and marketing too. Like, we're not just talking about the brand you're creating, but you still haven't finalized the name of the show yet. And just for fun, I quickly Googled because you were talking about calling it Good Vibes Podcast. And I think I still haven't figured out if there is a show officially called Good Vibes. I don't edit the show, but there was that one week famous at the Good Fucking Vibes. I was like, okay, well, clearly that guy's got a different kind of wavelength that he's focusing on.
I like it. That kind of resonates with me.
I know. I feel like you and I, after this, we're going to have to download his show and then go check it out and see what it's all about.
Yeah, so, exactly.
And here's the thing. I was lucky enough to create Live the Fuel. So that's my slogan. That's my mantra. That's my brand. So nobody else exists for that. Like, I trademarked that bad boy. It reminds me, I got to get the logo edited and put TM on there. But, yeah, little to-do list. Hold on. TM.
Put it on the whiteboard.
That's it. Yeah, there you go. that gets erased and refilled every single day. It's ridiculous. So there's always stuff to think about. But, yeah, so your brand development is key because we get into these exercises about, I tell people, like, oh, well, I just got to come up with a good name and a really cool logo. And what is your background, Tom? Before I get into explaining that further, like, do you have marketing experience? Like, what is your deal, man?
Not really. I'm in the mortgage business, commercial and residential mortgages. Okay. Been doing that for 17 years.
Wow. So, well, I mean, from the video, it looks like you have a nice kitchen. So,
thank you. I appreciate that. It's a little messy there, but it's okay. Yeah.
I was looking at some of the design work, the cabinetry. Is that pretty new?
I'm new to the area here. I'm down in Delray Beach, Florida.
Oh, okay.
I just moved here about 2 months ago.
Oh, so you're not in Pittsburgh anymore?
I'm not in Pittsburgh.
Oh, no. Okay.
No, I'm not in Pittsburgh anymore. I moved down to Florida about 3 years ago.
Okay. See, I was digging into some of your background, and I just saw Pittsburgh popping up a lot. And so immediately I didn't see that you had actually relocated. So kudos to you. Florida's a beautiful place.
Yeah. Thanks, man. I love the sun.
Yes. It's a beautiful thing. If you follow Jack Cruz and you're into the good vibes, dude, go back and listen to episode 51 on my show. Like, the crap that he's at a whole different freaking level, man. But he talks about the importance of healthy UV light and how our eyes are responsible for building and creating new healthy mitochondria throughout our bodies. And he actually does not recommend we wear sunglasses. There's one for you.
You know, I've heard that too, because it also, the adrenals, when you have adrenal fatigue, you can tell by if you go out in the sun and you're doing this a lot.
Yeah.
That's how I know when I'm getting run down. Yep. Like if I'm working out and I know I need to cool it with the gym and exercise, but vice versa, you know, everything's in reverse. So that completely makes sense what you're saying about that.
It's funny because I've become more of a, if you've heard the term biohacker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been making more of my lifestyle and incorporating in more practices of the experimentation, the biohacking, and because I'm a huge health and fitness nut. And when I brought him on the show, he's like, well, you know, this guy, he's like, you know, good. But he's like, I play at a whole different level. He's like, I'm a mito hacker. I'm like, what the hell's a mito hacker? And that's when we got into mito. He's like, Scott, he's like, you think it's already crazy deep as far as you've gone. He's like, I take you to the DNA level, man, like the cellular level, the mitochondrial level. And I'm like, whoa, we're getting deep now.
Yeah. So that's some serious shit right there.
Yeah, dude. I was like, okay, I'm about to get my mind blown. And yeah, pretty much. And a couple of my good friends have listened to that episode and watched the YouTube, and they're hooked on this guy. Like, they're like, this is ridiculous. This guy's at a whole different level. So, and not everybody's ready for that, but he literally talks about how if you have unhealthy mitochondrial health and lack of healthy UV and all that vitamin D production, all that crap, he literally talks about how you are literally killing your body. Like, he actually said, because we did it on Zoom and video, His YouTube, you can see him wearing his red lens glasses for blue blockers. So he has blue. He's all about blocking blue light. But he said, even with the blue blocking glasses on, he said, I am still killing myself looking at my TV screen and my video camera with all these electronics in front of you. He's like, so in order for me to do this episode, he's like, I'm literally slowly killing myself. But he's like, I have to get the message out there. See, that's why I do this stuff. But he is anti-electronics, man. Like he is, it's, you got to listen to the episode.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, and then when you get the show up, I mean, if you could find a way to cross-reference that into your type of, if it fits your brand, I'll try and get you guys connected up and network. I got his email and everything, so yeah. It's a power.
Totally fits power my network. Brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you.
He's got some viral followers, so.
Okay.
So, marketing-wise, your brand, you're coming up with a name. And once you find the name, has anybody ever run you through any kind of branding exercise? I'm like, hey, man, like, what is not just like a mission statement and a value statement? Yes, that's business 101. But like, this is like before you even pick out colors. This is before you even pick out a logo. It's like, hey, man, like, what are you trying to stand for? What is your meaning? What can you tell somebody in like 10 seconds that your brand stands for? These are those exercises that you need to literally bullet point out. And sometimes you got to go through this stuff over and over again. You might do it for like a day or two, then take a break. Then come back a couple days later, run through it again, and you got to feel solid about it. But there's an exercise called, and I give this to my clients sometimes if they haven't really locked in their brand solid enough. And I said, listen, you need to fill out this creative brief. And a creative brief is really like it's a solid marketing document because that creative brief outlines everything creative about you, your brand, what you're trying to stand for. But that gives the meat and the potatoes, okay? Because then I can then hand that to a web developer, a designer, a logo guy, whatever, anybody who's going to be doing anything creative around my brand, and they could follow that creative brief.
Okay.
And it shows that I've taken the time to define who I am, what my brand stands for, where it's going, and it may change, but that core, that's like the core, man. That's like who you are. And I tell people, like, you got to think up, and then like when people are looking for a branding statement or a slogan, I tell them also, I run through another exercise where I'll say, okay, maybe start the basics, right? Maybe pick, and since you're a vibes guy, you have any studies in the psychology at all?
I'm fascinated by NLP.
Yep.
And hypnosis.
Yeah. So yeah. I studied psychology when I was doing my marketing in college. So, and the funny thing is, everything I know today professionally does not come from college, but I did take the psychology out. That's the powerful stuff that I left with that I really actually am still using this day. So the average human mind, we actually are very powerful engines that like to memorize things in groups of three. So they tell you if you can break it into threes, you'll probably have an easier memorization besides this whole word association thing. Just saying, let's just break chunks into threes. So I said, okay, fine. So I'll give an exercise and I'll say, think of three power words or three key words that could embody or stand your brand. So that's an exercise. That's phase one of the exercise. Then I say, once you've really found those three words, stuff that you could use in your marketing, your branding, how you say things, how you word things, you'll start using that in your content, right? For your website and if your blog, everything else, those words are gonna start popping up because you wanna own the market with those three words. And then, okay, now I'm gonna ask you, okay, now try and create three power statements with those keywords. So for good, let's say it ends up being good vibes. So it's like, okay, what are my three power words or my brand words? And then what are my three statements that you're going to incorporate those three words into? And maybe those become then your mission statement, your value statement, et cetera. But then once you've got that built out, then I'm going to actually revert back to a single statement. I'll say, now from those three power statements, use those words, use those statements. Now you got to find that one big power slogan for your brand. So that's how I kind of, that's an example of how I'll walk somebody through all that.
Okay.
Because then when you're all said and done, if I flip that, that one power statement is the umbrella, right? That it looks over everything. Like your brand, good vibes is above the umbrella. And then your power statement is holding that umbrella up. And then if I just draw three lines straight out of the umbrella, I can hit three statements, three words, whatever. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm a visual guy. That's why I like the camera too.
Me too. I like that. I needed you to do this whole thing.
Yeah, there
thing.
You go. I gotta do that. Yeah. You're like, all right, dude, I got my umbrella over my head or my safety dome or whatever, man. But
yeah. So to the outside, it all came together.
To the outside world, they see good vibes like here. And then as they dig into good vibes or as that door opens up, Now they're going to see, boom, here's my power, my slogan, my brand statement. You know, here's, like, for example, Live the Fuel for me. Like, this literally started with, I took over 3 years ago, Post-its. I took Post-its and I just started writing words. There's a word. And I created a wall. It wasn't at this house. It was my old house. I had a wall of Post-its. And every Post-it had one word on it. And then I would just sit there and just stare. I had a wall of words. And I'm like, I'm just looking at words until things really started. It took me a couple of days. And that's what I did to create Live the Fuel. Because quick background on me, I don't know how much PJ told you, but I grew up in farming. Always been an outdoorsy kid. Then I tried to chase the corporate dreams. Paid my own way through college. Then decided after corporate hell, I was like, yeah, I'm going to take a break. Decided to go get certified as a wildland firefighter with the federal government. Landed a gig on an elite hotshot crew out west and went and hiked in the mountains for 16 hours a day fighting wildfires for 2 years. So nice.
That's
life change.
Yeah.
So clearly firefighting is important to me. Live the Fuel. After all that, I'm going to fast forward that little exercise I just created for you because that was my exercise. And then I said, okay, well, Live the Fuel actually stands. Fuel is an acronym. So fuel was one of my key words. But Live the Fuel stands for Live the Fired Up Epic Life. So epic was one. I'm a skier. I'm a hiker. I'm a rock climber. Dude, epic comes up a lot. Epic was on one of those Post-its. And fired up, you know, firefighting, fire, a lot of different versions of fire was on the board. And I was like, dude, because I was in the corporate world, and you know, actually any industry, there's acronyms everywhere. So I was like, all right, man, how about I just create an acronym, right? And I decided to take fuel instead of being a noun. I wanted to convert it with everything that I do in my brand to a verb, right? So I want to fuel your health, your business, and your lifestyle. That's not my slogan for this show. We fuel your health, your business, your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Live the Fuel as a brand over all of that stands for Live the Fired Up Epic Life. The podcast is We Fuel Your Health, Business, and Your Lifestyle. If you look at my business card that I designed, on the back of the card is all about the podcast. On the front of the card, though, because I'm a branding guy and a marketing guy and everything else, I actually can help you control how you exist. Because most people just want to exist online. I'm like, no, you got to take it to the next level. Now you got to control how you exist and where your brand is going and where you're taking it. Everything you day in and day out, your social media, you're putting in the reps, but that's you controlling how you exist online. So that's like, but in the podcast world, technically, this show is going to help you control how you exist online too, because this is going to give you online content. You are now, once this goes out there, you now exist on somebody else's platform.
Right.
Power of marketing.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to have a podcast show. But when I launch the show, I want co-hosts because it shows that me as a marketer, I'm helping other people get their message out there to my listeners. It's not just about me and what I know, but what my co-hosts and I know together, and we learn about each other together. We share the knowledge together, and our listeners are basically eavesdropping in. That's my format for the show, if that makes sense. So
I love it. Yeah,
that's some of this beautiful. Helping? Some of this helping for you?
Absolutely, yeah. And that really resonates with me. Was it health, business, lifestyle?
Yep. Yeah.
What three things are more important than that?
Those are my three. Yeah, because here's a rewind, bro. Here's a rewind. In psychology, I took a class, and they discussed this is the one thing out of all the psychology I studied over those years, this is the one thing that I just will never forget. Because we talk about life balance, and they actually went over, and some studies talk about five, some talk about six, but they basically talk about how we all have different domains in our life. And going back to your vibes and vibration, they're all in a different state of flux. So in this case, we could think of a power curve, right? So, and actually, is this on the camera? Hold on a second. Let me switch screens here. Let me move the microphone. There we go. Can you see? All right, I'm going to put TM over here and my hat design over here. So you can see that. All right.
Yep.
Picture a basic zero axis bar graph, right? Basic Microsoft Excel if you're doing like a pie chart or a bar graph chart. And I do this, 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 and then I do this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right. Pretty simple, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's your life. We all have a different chart on a different day, on a different week, on a different month. And that could be, this could be your love life. This could be your knowledge, your education, your continuing education, maybe like that period of your life when you go back to school. You know, this could be your career. Maybe you're hardcore right now, focused on your career and your professional life. I'll put an A here for athletics, you know, sports, health, you know, taking care of yourself, physically fit. Some people actually give a shit. Most people don't. I'll put an R here. That could be religion, your faith. I'm not very religious, but maybe you have faith. Maybe it's
spiritual.
Spiritual, right. That could be an A. I'm gonna change that. I like that. Spiritual. Yeah. And then I actually like to leave six open because everybody usually can find something else that's important to them. Like what I just told you, what's another domain of your life that's important to you?
Fun. Does that fall into anything?
Hey, man.
Social life.
Right. There you go.
Dating.
Actually, that is one of the domains. It could be, we'll put F for friends, but that's your social, right? That's your,
right.
We all, if you study basic psychology, they tell you if you're a homebody or one of these gamers and these people who just don't socialize with other human beings, very unhealthy. Most of these people usually have a psychological issue or a concern because how they incorporate themselves into the other mankind. And this is some of the problems with technology these days is, dude, get out and freaking talk to people, okay? That's mm-hmm. why I love people joke around here locally because I've literally recorded with my portable podcast gear live show or like shows right out of Starbucks because I don't always want to be in my home studio. I was like, hey, man, you live here locally. Why don't we just go and record at a Starbucks? So people joke around. They think that, like, oh, which office are you at today? Because I also sometimes go in there. I'll throw a set of headphones on, and I'm just working. And I just love – I'll do a little people watching. But I usually stay pretty focused, but I'm around other human beings, other mm-hmm. people's energy, right?
Energy, yes.
The other vibrations. It's like – and it gives you a chance sometimes. Maybe you shut your computer down. You pull a book out. Get yourself into a different wavelength. I'm reading. I've literally have seen people just sit there, like, if watch the elderly, right? Respect our older generation. A lot of these guys will get together just to hang out and talk. Other ones, I've sit there and they watch. They just watch. They sit there. They're just watching people. Kind of creepy. A little weird. But
once you get them talking, though, huh?
There's that too.
Whew.
But sometimes it's like, are they weird? Or do they know something that we don't?
I think they know something we don't.
They know that they, health-wise, it's not healthy for them to be sitting at home. Like my grandmother has no social life whatsoever. She's just stuck in her house all day long. It is not healthy for her at all. I can't teach this. I can't make people want to go meet with other people. But that's why I love going work in a Starbucks. So anyway, real quick on that, that's what I'm referring to is that, so for me, health, business, lifestyle, right? I could just switch these letters and re-describe that. So health and fitness are actually two really big domains, which I just bundle under health. A lot of podcasts do focus just on fitness, and some just focus on health. But out of all these different domains we could struggle with, I was like, dude, business, aka career, lifestyle in general, right? Healthy lifestyle, you said fun.
Super
lifestyle
important.
Balance. And then health and fitness are key. I'm like, if you let your health and fitness go like as deep as this is below that zero axis, and that's the point of what I remember learning in school was they said, listen, they're always going to be in a state of flux. It is very hard, virtually impossible, to have all six domains above the bar. We're always going to have maybe one dropping off. Now, they said, you're better off actually having them all pretty even keel. That's like a perfect scenario. But even if you only have one dropping off, it's not so bad. If you start having two, three, you hit that three mark where three of your domains are really below the bar, you're probably in a very stressed out state. Your vibrations are off. Your energy is off. You're most likely very stressed out. We've all probably been there in our lives. I'm sure you could speak to this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Give us an example. All right. A little transparency here. Give us an example when you've had at least three of those domains in the shitter.
Three of the domains. And I'm trying to see the little letters now. So I'm trying to recall them.
Pick three domains in your life. That you know that when you were most stressed out, think about one of your most stressed out periods and then figure out right now What were the three domains in your life, at least three, that were probably below access?
It's simple. Okay. The health and fitness was in the shitter. I put on a ton of weight, a ton of weight. This was before I knew how to eat right and exercise and all this crap. My money was in the shitter. So I was broke, fat, and had no ass. I mean, girls, right? The dating life was in the shitter, right?
Okay.
And that's the way.
You're just saying that because I love it. I love the transparency, man.
Hey, I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been there. And I've been up here too.
Yeah. Again, and here's the thing. This is the problem, right? It's that energy. It's not so much that, who cares if you were overweight? To you, maybe that was a problem. Me, I've always been a pretty physically fit guy. And we all have our down periods throughout the year where you just, maybe just your body's probably just needs to recharge, rest, and recover. But you have to feel good about your own life. So to your point, maybe you're overweight. But if you're at least working on your health and fitness, that's going to help bringing that bar up. If you're focused on your career and your business or something to help you generate new income, that's going to start bringing that bar up. And again, you don't have to be rich. You don't have to be a six-pack. You just have to feel good about those you're working on those domains. And it sounds to me like you weren't working on those domains at all, or you probably told yourself you were and you really weren't on the right wavelength. I don't know. Can you give us more information on that?
Yeah, well the weight gain just happened gradually to the point where I didn't realize it was happening. But you know how sound body, sound mind. So I'm sure there was a connection there that I wasn't aware of. You know, the money, I was just kind of lazy, and the mortgages, you know, the money was always there. I didn't have to work hard. And then the market goes down, then you're kind of caught with your pants down. And then when you don't look good and you don't feel good and you're overweight and you're broke, then your dating life's not going to be any good.
Yeah, it's pretty harsh.
Women are going to be, you're going to be repelling women pretty hardcore.
Well, because again, you're repelling women, not because of your money, not because of your physical appearance. It's the energy you're giving off.
Right.
And this is the same thing for women versus men, or women to women, or men to men. We're not picking out your sexual preference of life here. All right. It's just, and again, PJ Dixon, he could talk to this man. He's the love master, right? It's that energy. And you can't fake that energy. You're either putting out good vibes or you're not.
And you get back what you give off.
And your reference to ass, these ladies, right?
Poor choice of words.
The person or the people that you're trying to attract to you. Doesn't even have to be of a sexual nature. It could be friendship. It could be social circles, right? If you're negative Nancy or Mr. Downer, do you think your friends want to hang out with you?
Absolutely not.
Right? Yeah. A lot of these people get closed off.
The bad friends, the negative friends, the girls that are insecure and they keep getting walked on, you might attract them and you're going to have a nice crappy,
right?
Right. And then you two can have a nice crappy relationship together.
What is the energy you're giving out there, right? It's like you fall into that hole and then you're like, man, it's like, I just can't get a break these days, man. This has happened. That has happened. This has happened. And they go over it in the book and they amplify it in the movie. And again, it's not just The Secret. You could look at many, many other volumes of studies on this. And sounds like you and I have both studied beyond something as simple as That Secret. But I always tell people, I'm like, man, if you had to pick one thing out of all the other volumes you could study, that hits a lot on what we're talking about here.
It hits everything. The law of attraction is working every second of the day, either for you or against you, mm-hmm. whether you'd like to admit it or not. It's like gravity. It's always in effect.
Well, I got to tell people this all the time. Like, even if you don't believe in it, just think about it this way. Are you putting out good vibes or bad vibes? Let's not even get to the whole spiritual level. We don't have to get into the physics behind this, right? Because they've had some world-renowned physics professionals and everything else. I don't have to take it that low. It's like, all right, you're either a positive person or you're a negative person. Negative attracts negative, positive attracts positive. Sorry. It is what it is.
Think back on some of your days. Some people out there that are listening right now that don't get it. You have those days where nothing goes your way. You go to the post office, you feel like the clerk was mean to you. Then you go grocery shopping and all your interactions are just crap. You're just getting bad. And you think, why are these people, you know, jerks today? Well, the energy you're giving off, the bad vibes, it's coming back to you. Mm-hmm. It's the same way. Have you ever walked in a room and and you were just all lit up, right? You're going to light those people up.
Oh, yeah.
And I tell people all the time,
when I go out and network, I love being the power player in the room. I'm not trying to be everybody's best friend. No. But when I'm having that conversation, I'm 6'4", so I'm not a short, small guy hiding in the room. So it's like, dude, take advantage of what you got. All right, you dress the part, you look sharp, you step up, and you're not this quiet little dude in the corner, right? I tell people all the time, when I used to be a manager in the T-Mobile company, the cellular company, I managed in a call center, and I would do these exercises with my team. This is, 2003, 2004. It's a little while ago. But anyway, I love learning about people. So we'd have these little team building meetings, and I said, all right, guys, especially if we rebuilt a team and had a lot of new players on the team, like, all right, let's all tell each other something unique about each other. And the one thing I told them was, you know, how I grew up on a farm. Like, I used to milk cows. And they're like, they would just look at me. And I had a lot of like inner city employees and stuff. And I was dressed very professionally, and they're like, no. I'm like, yeah. I was like when I was like 2 years old, you know, like I literally walked backwards and fell and burned my tushy in a bucket of scalding hot water that my dad was using to sterilize the udders of cows in New Jersey. And they're just like, like, I would tell people these stories because I don't care. Like,
right.
I wasn't always that way though. Let's be real. I would actually sometimes hold back who I was, right? Not live to my fullest, not live to my true potential. And when I was younger, I was almost sometimes embarrassed because I grew up on a farm and we didn't have all the nicest things. And, you know, I had to work for everything, man. No one bought me a car. If I wanted a car, I had to go buy a car. I had to go get a job. All right. I started working jobs at 14. I was washing dishes at a restaurant, and I worked at a big dairy farm down the road, you know? So it's like, you know, I'd ride in wagons in the field, and they're taking off hay bales, and the machine's kicking a hay bale through the air, and I'm standing in the wagon waiting for that bale, and as it comes in, I catch a whole, you know what I'm talking about, a bale of hay?
Yeah.
And I'm like, boom, you catch it, and you throw it, because you want to stack and fill the whole, as many bales of hay in the wagon as possible. So I was like the kid back there waiting for that shit to come flying in. I'm like, you don't want to get hit by a bale of hay, by the way. Especially if the baler had to pick up a couple of boulders or some rock. That bale's a little heavier than you were expecting. Yeah, you get hit by one of those, you know it. So there you go. Quick little flashback into my childhood.
I like that. I love it.
But the point is like, dude, like, live to your fullest. Live to who you are. Share who you are. The one thing I like to tell people is, people who know me now, I'm like, dude, when I was younger, I was a little more type B. I was not as outgoing as I am now. And people who know me are like, you're full of shit. And I'm like, I'm just telling you how it was. I wasn't always that way. So people who tell me that, oh, I've always been shy, I'm like, you're only shy now. You haven't reached that point in your life, whether it be self-development, confidence building. Maybe you got to go see a counselor. Maybe you got to work with a coach. You know, maybe you got to work with a vibe professional like you. I don't know. There you go. Vibe professional contract.
I like that. Vibe professional.
Vibe
now
professional
we're talking.
Podcast. Boom. We're doing some brand development right now.
Yeah.
But the point is, like, dude, like, you know, we all come from somewhere. Once you start embracing who you are, what you come through, it doesn't matter what you tell people, as long as you own it. And that's what, like I said, referred to earlier, when you're in a networking environment, man, own your place. That doesn't mean you walk around like a cocky ass clown. I'm not saying that. There's a difference between self-confidence, and you know this, being genuine, and then being that overly cocky douchebag.
Sure.
So.
Yeah.
There's a clear difference.
clear difference, right.
I mean, how would you speak to that? I'm sure throughout your own self-development and growth, you probably went through some of these things we're talking about right now. It's like, how do you be confident without overconfident? And how do you be genuine while still being humble, but still being confident? It's hard.
It's a fine line. I'm glad you brought up being authentic, because that's real important to me. I want to talk a lot about that. And, you know, even on my show, I'm going to want to get, I try to get raw and say, tell me something you're struggling with right now. What are you afraid of? Because we all have fears. Everything is on the other side of a fear. Mm-hmm. And something I struggle with is public speaking. And I've been a Toastmasters. I win contests. And I still have hesitations with it.
Oh, yeah. We all do.
Getting up. Yeah. So as far as owning your space, and we can even talk about taking up space too, body language, that we'll save that conversation for another day. But, you know, confidence is important, and it comes and it goes, and it the ebbs and flows, just like that chart you put on there. Mm-hmm. And there's something to be said about a confidence. Whereas if you're trying too hard, it's fake. You know, it's coming off too fake. You know, you shouldn't have to try too hard. Your confidence should emanate to the point where it speaks for itself. You don't, you know, you see some of these guys and, you know, you see them at the clubs, you see them whatever, and they're just, man, they're trying so hard. And it's just coming off as, girls can see through that anyways. That's a horrible play.
When you talk about the law of attraction, energy, and the vibe, I think some of the most, and we all know as men, if we're just talking about the whole men and ladies, like, again, this works also with females and females and males, whatever. But the point is, like, the ladies are great at just, they just, I don't know what it is, dude. Maybe you know this because you're into more of the vibe piece. But I'm like, they will read you and they will know if you're lying or telling the truth and know if you're full of shit and an asshole because they're not going to talk to you.
they're phenomenal. They can pick up on things. They have a sixth sense.
Like a tuning fork, man. They're like a tuning fork or something.
And you might notice, do you know females, their peripheral vision is outstanding. They mm-hmm. can see whatever yours is. It's I think it's 30% more. So when you're at the bar and you're standing next to them or behind them a little bit, and you and your friends are whispering and you think they can't see you, they can see all of that. You're looking chump.
Yeah, like when you lean in and talk to your buddy, you're like, yeah. And meanwhile, she's like, I just saw you do that.
When you go to finally approach a girl, she knew you were coming 2 minutes ago. That's why if you make eye contact and you see something, you got to spring into action, because she knows it, and anything less than that will be seen as hesitation mm-hmm. on her part. But yeah, they can pick you apart. Women are phenomenal with body language and reading people.
You know what you just said about there taking quick action? I just reached out to her because I want to get her on a newer author. 5 seconds. You ever hear the 5 second rule?
I have, actually. It's
Mel
funny
Robbins
you mentioned
is
that.
A world famous speaker. She's crushing it with that book right now.
I came across it a month ago, and it's funny how the universe brings people and things into your life. I'm starting to meet all these people that I can interview for my podcast. You came into my life via PJ.
PJ is the man. That's why
PJ is the universe, right?
Oh yeah.
It's funny you mentioned her, because I was thinking to myself, you know, sometimes I procrastinate. I'll go to a restaurant that I've never been to. I'm looking at a menu. I'll sit there and look at it for 10 minutes, and it's absurd. You know, that's counterproductive. So I just said to myself, I'm going to start doing, anytime I get an impulse, I'm going to do it. And it's funny, because then I came across her. What's her name? Mel Robbins?
Mel Robbins, yes.
Mel Robbins. Yep. I came across
that. And her website's melrobbins.com. 2 B's, 1 L in the Mel.
Yeah. Literally the day after I came up with this, you know, great idea of what I was going to do. And then I saw that, and it was like the universe brought that to me. I love that concept. It's fantastic.
Well, and it was funny because same thing about whole law of attraction. I was traveling, and that might have came up on a podcast. This is why I love listening to podcasts. I crush hours of them. And I was I was coaching a client, and I was planning for an upcoming meeting, and I was looking for a way to teach them the power of taking action. Because I talk about a lot on this show, I'm like, you can't beat the power of just taking action. And it cracked me up, because then all of a sudden, I switched to a different podcast show, and boom, they had her on there. And what did I do? As soon as I finished that show, the next time I stopped at a rest stop on the highway to get gas in the car, I went on Audible and bought the book. And I've already listened to the book twice in 2 weeks. So I got that 2 weeks ago. I already went through it twice. It's a great read. But she talks. Did you go through the book already?
No, I just got the bullet points of it. I was sold on it.
The bullet points aren't even enough. But the point is, she talks about the power of the brain and the power of the decision-making process. And she discusses this. Basically, this is like the ultimate hack. They said, and here's the funny thing. A lot of us teach it's okay to take time, analyze a situation, weigh the pros and the cons. what she talks about is like, listen, if you're at that decision point and you're ready to make a decision, she's like, if you do not make a decision in 5 seconds, the brain chemically, hormonally, whatever, energy wise, is designed to protect you. So within 5 seconds, you will be flipped into protection mode and you will not be able to make that decision. So what she basically talks about is like, listen, if you, first thing you wake up in the morning and you feel like, for example, she had a big issue when she went through a period of depression, you know, loss of career, blah, blah, blah. She would just sleep in every single morning. You know, kids are getting late for school. She was not, you know, being there now, right? A lot of people struggle with depression. Yeah. Their energy's down. Like, so she talked like, listen, she's been doing this for, I think she said 12 years now. Like, she's written the book, everything. She still follows this rule because she said every morning she gets up, you need to delete the snooze button functionality from your life. She's like, there's no excuses. She's like, she literally gets up, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, out of bed. She gets out of bed. There's no snooze button anymore in her life because it's time to get up and get your shit together and own the day. So, but nice. She's like, that piece, she's like, because again, if you do not make yourself make that decision in the 5 seconds, your brain automatically goes in defense mode. It's going to protect you, and then you won't be able to make that decision. And she's like, if you start making those decisions, and it's funny we talk about this. I have a side hustle, side business with a company called Isagenix. They're like a nutrition company out of Arizona, a network marketing business model. And one of their most successful speakers. He speaks at a lot of their events now. He's one of the first podcasts I ever listened to years ago. His name is David Wood. So he gets hired by companies to go around and do motivational speaking, educating, everything else. And I can actually remember this from his podcast. He said his lifestyle changed when he decided, just like you said, the menu, when he decides that, listen, when I go to a restaurant, he's been doing it all these years since, he no longer looks at the menu. When the server comes up, he says, what would you order? Not what's the best thing on the menu, but or along those lines, but he's like, somebody set off an alarm. This podcast, yeah. Baby. Somebody's breaking into a car outside while we're recording a podcast. Come on, criminals. You're setting wait till off. You hear, this is negative wait, energy.
Wait till you hear the train come by.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
you're
God.
In Florida, dude. It's not dude, like you're in Pittsburgh anymore.
At Delray Beach, everyone knows it's been down there. There's a train that runs right through the center of town.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah. Okay. You get used to it, though. That's what everybody told me.
Like I said, I don't edit this show. It's reality, man. This is, people get to say, okay, cool. He lives near a train station. There's people who break into cars nearby. This is good. anyway, the long story short on that was, he said, listen, he now tells him, like, give me what you recommend, the best thing on the menu that you recommend. And that's it. He doesn't care. Now me, I'm close to that, but because I'm such a health nut, I don't want a plate of pasta. I'm sorry. So that server may want a plate of pasta. So I still play that game. I actually use his best practice. Some restaurants I will skim over real quick. If the server is not very attentive, I'm not really going to trust that. But clearly, he's talking about very nice restaurants. So I do use his best practice. I'll say, hey, well, what do you recommend? And then I listen to what they recommend, and I listen to the ingredients in that. And if it's cool, then yeah, I trust them, and I'll go ahead and make that decision just like David Wood would do. So, yeah. But yeah, it's like, again, just make a decision, man. Just do
yeah.
It.
Well,
live a little.
to speak to that for a second, that this whole, my podcast video cast, I was just like, you know, everyone's like, you know, well, you know, what's your name going to be? And this and that. And I was like, you know what, if I start thinking about this stuff, I'm never going to do it because that's my whole life's always been about procrastination. You know, what do they call it? Paralysis.
Paralysis by analysis.
Yeah.
I've talked to that as well many times. It's in my
coaching. So, PJ and my friend Greg, and, you know, I'm like, you know what? I don't want to get caught up in that. I'm just going to start doing shows and see where it goes from there. And then I'll recalibrate as I go along. Instead of ready, aim, fire, it's ready, fire, aim.
Yeah. So,
and you know what?
So, do you follow Solopreneur Hour, Michael O'Neill?
I've heard of it. PJ tells me, listen, I haven't heard it
it's
yet.
It's kind of funny. What you just quoted is from another podcaster, which was in our, I used to be one of Michael's coaching clients before I got the show up and running. And there's another guy in his group who also has a podcast, and he's ex-military. So anybody who's ever done military, picture a tank, for example. The tank, they do, you know, aim and they fire. And if they miss, they adjust and fire again. If they miss, they adjust and fire again. The whole point is, so his podcast, Michael ended up helping him create the brand Fire and Adjust Podcast, because he already knows that. That was his life. He was in the military, and he's targeting his demographic. His target market is ex-military, current military professionals to help them with his podcast. So it's like, I was like, that was a great brand creation, because it's something that every military person knows what the hell Fire and Adjust is. But
that's fantastic.
We've talked about what you just talked about, where there's like, you literally feel like you're ready, aim, and you never fire. It's like, dude, you gotta take a freaking shot at it. All right. If somebody had a gun to your head, you're gonna shoot back. So just freaking like, here's power of the universe we're talking about right now. I'm not kidding you. As I was leaving that trade show today in Philadelphia, driving home for this podcast, this popped in my head, and this is on Instagram right now. Can you see this?
It's real bright. I can see it as a white screen.
It says, "The secret to getting ahead in life is getting started."
Getting started.
That is literally the quote that I posted, that I created today on my Instagram.
Seriously. there's no such thing as the perfect time. If you're waiting for the perfect sound, the perfect lighting, you know, wait, you're never going to do anything. And I saw myself falling into that. I was like, I'm going to start firing from the hip and see what happens. And, you know, I'm meeting great people like you and learning things from you. And that's what life's all about.
Well, speaking of learning things, man, to benefit you, I mean, we're crushing all this type of knowledge for, and our listeners are literally learning alongside with us. But part of this was also a little more coaching for you. But what else were you looking to get out of this today? I mean, besides, like, we talk about equipment and stuff like that, but I mean, I think what's more important to you, really developing the brand and clear messaging, so when you do get these shows out, you are following a theme. Like, what else can I help you with here, man?
Well, you know, one thing I'm always worried about is, you know, you can even tell my webcam's a little bit grainy, stuff like that. Don't worry about that right now.
I can send you the webcam that I just bought. Bought the. It's an HD 1080p quality webcam with built-in speakers on it from Logitech. Did a bunch of research a few weeks ago and then bought it because I have my laptop over here. I have a monitor here as a secondary screen, so I'm watching you on the monitor. And then I just didn't like the visual quality of my built-in camera on the laptop. Now, when I first started, dude, in the end, I'm going to a little marketing tip. Some content is better than no content. Some people, again, paralysis by analysis, they're getting ready. I'm like, dude, maybe you don't want to have a $400 microphone yet. By the way, you want to sound like a sex machine? Boom. I literally had an audio. I bought this mic. This is a Heil PR40 microphone. This is the Cadillac of home studio microphones.
Okay.
And I had a buddy of mine who's like an audio engineer for musicians come over. And I was like, when I first started setting up the studio, and I was like, dude, what do you think of this? He's like, looks like a pretty good mic. Let's hook it all up. And we did a recording with just a laptop. Then I recorded with just one of my other like better dynamic microphones that I travel with. And then I recorded with this. And he's like, dude, play that track back. And we played it back. And I'm like, damn, that sounds good. And he said, dude, that microphone makes you sound like a cross between Barry Manilow and Howard Stern. And I was like,
there you go.
I was like, I think that's a good thing, right? And he's like, fuck yeah, dude. He's like, that's a really good thing. He's like, sound quality is everything. You're putting out an audio podcasting show. Or in this case, we're also putting out video now with YouTube. So I'm not saying that as a new podcaster, you go out and get a high-end mic. But I will tell you, when I launched my show, I dropped $1,500. Because I was following some of Michael O'Neill's coaching from the Solopreneur Hour, and he is very adamant about sound quality. So, and you don't have to use this level of microphone. I have other microphones, and I can send you a list of everything I got. But I have a basic entry-level mixer only because most people like to do stuff over Skype. And if you're feeding from a laptop into a mixer, you have to wire it a certain way, so that way my voice isn't feeding back through Skype with their voice. So it's some kind of loop out. I forget what the hell they call it. I think it's called Skip Minus or Skype Minus or whatever the hell it's called. Long story short, it's wired in a way so I don't send feedback and too many vocals back to you listening on the other end of Skype, or in this case, what we're doing here on Zoom. So
do you use the audio from Zoom, or do you use another system to gather the audio only?
Let's see if I have enough wires are long enough here. All right. Can we get that up? This is a Zoom H5 recorder. After I bought this, I should have waited and bought the Zoom H6 recorder. So this is my portable recorder that I travel with. These two are jacked into my mixer board. I actually finally bought a charging kit. I've been running this puppy off of batteries this whole time, and I'm a very big environmental guy. So I'm like, because I'll rip through batteries. This thing will rip through batteries in no time. And then I actually just have my headphones plugged directly into this. So everything comes from the Zoom conference system that you're on. Everything comes through the computer into the board, and then I dump everything to this. Why? Because if software fails, where'd your show go? That's what Michael taught me. He's a hardware guy. Because okay. if all of a sudden everything dies right now, I just hit pause. I get internet back up and running. I get you back on maybe a half an hour from now, and then I hit record again, and I just merge the tracks together when I get the show ready.
Okay, so that device is, when you say that Zoom, that's the same Zoom as the Zoom?
No, that's the other problem.
Okay, I got you.
No, this is called Zoom.
Okay.
That's it.
Has nothing to do with...
Nothing to do with Zoom.us. Zoom.us is the video-based audio conferencing system for webinars, training sessions, or what we're doing right now. The Zoom recorder I've been using since day one, and that's my portable audio recorder. So it has an onboard SD card. That where that red and black cable goes in, I can plug two XLR microphones into. I do not use USB mics either. I buy XLR, like XLR jacks are what a legit musician uses. All their stuff is XLR jacks. So
okay.
This microphone is an XLR jacked microphone. It's a three-pronged plug. So it's the cleanest audio connection. Like, so that's what he talks about. Michael's like, listen, if you go to every single broadcasting news network or anybody that's on television or a radio station or a musician, they're all using legit like digital recorders and microphones with XLR jacks. Like USB microphone, you're dependent on the USB software in your computer. And if you're using Skype or you're using some type of recording software, what if that one day you had that epic co-host or guest on your show? Maybe you got Howard Stern to come on your show.
Right.
And your recording software fails. Well, I have a hardware
device. Not
good. When I'm done with this, I'm done with this show today, I take the SD card out. I have a little port replicator. Hold on, let me see if I can move this. Let me see if I can show you. Stand by. This is going to be great video for YouTube. I'm moving crap all over the place here. All right, let me do this and move you here. All right. I have, this is my USB port replicator because I only have two USB jacks in my laptop.
Okay.
So I literally have this, the webcam is feeding in here. This is called an iMic. That comes from I have a mixer board down here, and I can send you photographs and everything. But anyway, the iMic is what I use to split that sound feed for to make sure that there's no feedback going back through Skype. But long story short, everything I just needed extra USB ports.
Okay. So the actual audio, you know how Zoom gives you the video file and audio. Audio file.
Technically, you could use that audio file. It's the same damn thing.
But you don't. You use.
That's my backup. Okay. Like now that I have Zoom, to be fair, I literally just created a backup, right?
Right.
Because with the video, I'll start this. And then when I stop the show here, I don't want to do any editing. So I'll stop record on this device. I'll stop it here. And then you and I can finish talking just for fun on the YouTube video. So when the YouTube videos come out, there's usually a little extra bonus tracks in there.
Okay.
So I'm giving a little extra love.
It's a good idea.
So, because I don't want to have to edit anything, or my audio engineer that I use, I don't want him to edit anything. I just want to have, I literally take the SD card, I stick it into there because that's got SD card ports on it. I drag it onto my hard drive. And then I have a special Google Drive set up with my audio engineer. I just drag that file. It does its upload thing. And I use Trello as my project management software. So he and I have access on a special Trello work card. And I track all the, like, you know, when does the artwork get done and blah, blah, blah. So I track every single show. But I just message him like, hey, file's on the way. And he's authorized on that Google Drive, so he'll get a notification automatically anyway when a new file appears. And he already has my intro file and my outro file that I had done with a voiceover artist. So he just sticks those on, does one file, sends me back the MP3, and then I drag it into my WordPress site, and I write up all my show notes. And
you're done.
That's it. So,
wow.
It's pretty simple. I'm pretty minimalist, so...
That's good. Yeah. Cause
and
you know,
to be
one
fair,
of the
I'm doing more than most people. There's podcast shows who don't have, here's your other lesson. You want to exist online. Here's my marketing guy. I help you control how you exist. If you don't have a freaking website, there's podcasts who don't have show notes. There's no website to go to. You just have a podcast out there. I'm like, okay, but if you're trying to get your brand to exist and you want to get your show more exposure, plus I'm trying to help all my co-hosts get exposure, show notes is a blog article. So you want more content on your website.
Right.
Write a short blog article for every episode. Link it to all your stuff, all the social media feeds. So like if you have, once you get your brand up, I can load all that into your show notes. So now I'm not just pushing audio content out there and YouTube content out there, which is all embedded into the blog article as well. But now your name and your brand name is in my website. So as you grow and I grow, that's making Google happy and your keywords are existing out there. So making SEO a lot shorter conversation than I needed to, but you know, you're picking up what I'm throwing down.
Absolutely. This is incredibly helpful. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I can't stand it when because here's the other thing. There's people who listen to podcasts, like our listeners here, who don't like listening on an iPhone. I have listeners who literally listen right from my website. I have a built-in recorder on the website. So they can literally listen right from the website. They don't have to go to a podcast app or anything else. So,
and it'll stay on. Like when the phone goes off, it won't kick off. It'll stay on the whole time.
On what? On the
computer?
Well,
the website? iPhone. Yeah. So sometimes if you're listening to an MP3 and then the phone, you know, the phone goes to sleep, it'll stop. The audio will stop sometimes.
I don't ever tried it. I don't allow my phone to go to sleep. I have to. I have to manually lock the phone to stop it from doing stuff. But okay. Again, I don't. You don't. You're not listening. You're not technically. Remember this. You're not listening to an MP3 file on your iPhone. The MP3 file is sitting in the iTunes podcast app or the Stitcher app or whatever. There's all these other podcast apps that people use to listen because, like, Droid users use Podcatcher. I don't know. There's all these different pod sites. And the funny thing is, all these other weird podcasting apps are actually designed to pull from iTunes. So all they're doing is regurgitating what's sitting in iTunes. So that's why you have to publish your show to iTunes. So
that's a must.
That's a must. Okay. iTunes sucks as far as using it and trying to get people to go give you a show review. But if you want your podcast to show to exist, it's like one of those places like, you got to exist. Like if you want to sell a product, what's one store that you have to get into? Like if you're an outdoorsy nut or you design outdoorsy gear and you don't have your product in REI, REI is one of my favorite stores. I don't know if you've ever been to REI, but I'm a big supporter of REI. So like, okay. I like to buy stuff that's sold by REI because it's a customer owned organization. So every year I get a percentage back, a dividend check of what I got. So when they do their profits, it's a co-op style business model. So they send me a dividend check. Oh, yeah. It's right here. Huh. I just got it. I only spent $200 last year. So they sent me a $21 gift card, 10% of what I spent. And then they even threw a couple extra discount cards. So I get this every year as long as I shop there. So, and I only paid one time $20 for my lifetime membership. And so that's if I order stuff off the website, I could go to the store. They exist all over the country. Huge outdoorsy store if you've never been there. So anyway, point is, exist. You have to be on iTunes because once you get your art, I'm probably telling you stuff you haven't even researched yet. You have to have an RSS feed. So when you get your website up, And I'll tell you this, I kind of cheated with my podcast. My website existed on a different WordPress site that I had designed. And then I just didn't want to put all this crap together. And I'm not in love with it as much as I used to, but I will say it's a great cheat. My website is completely built on podcastwebsites.com. So
Okay. There's
a famous podcaster by the name of John Lee Dumas. John Lee Dumas.
I've heard of him.
EO Fire.
Sure. Yeah,
he's one of the most successful podcasters out there. He does like $1 million a year or whatever the hell it is. Anyway, John Lee Dumas partnered up with another guy by the name of Mark Asquith from the United Kingdom. Mark Asquith created podcast websites. It's basically their own podcasting WordPress platform to design WordPress sites on for podcasters. But mm-hmm. their design already has the player built in. They have an automatic feed thing. So like literally, I didn't have to figure out how to do an RSS feed. All I had to do was register my show in iTunes, and they give me my little RSS address from them. So all I had to do then was just drag and drop to build my site. But it's built specifically for podcasters. There's stuff that I want to do that I can't do on their platform anymore. So eventually I'm probably going to have my site completely redesigned and give me full control. Plus I'm paying them $90 a month to use their system. So I don't like having to pay. So like right there, I've just taken on another almost $1,200 expense every year just to run my podcast show. Mm-hmm. But I was excited to get my podcast up and running. I was looking to save some time and I didn't want to figure all that crap out. So I was like, great, plug and play, baby. I'm done.
Right. So, yeah. Hassle free.
Yeah. So if you don't mind putting a little coin into your podcast, there's your great cheat right there. You could just use podcastwebsites.com. You don't have to though, man. Like you could do this. You could do this.
Yeah.
So the problem is I'm so embedded into their system now. It's going to take me a little bit to break away.
Gotcha. So they got you tied in.
Yeah. Only because I don't have the time for all this stuff, man. Like I just want to make it easy. I just want to log in, write up a good show notes page. And I did have a VA doing all this for me too, by the way. I wasn't doing any of this shit. He would actually, he just closed his business though. So I have to find a new VA, but he was doing the audio editing. He would do my show note artwork. And when you go to livethefuel.com, you'll see that every single episode is designed the same way. And he was doing the show notes. So he would literally just message me on Trello saying, "Hey, everything is ready." I would just log into the back of the site, edit and fix anything I didn't like the way he did, basically proofread it and hit publish. So I was
perfect.
I was very spoiled since day one. So I just lost him 2 weeks ago. So now I'm testing out a new audio engineer for the editing because I really don't want to deal with that. And then now I'm doing the show notes again 100% of the time. So because I'm not going to stop this, my listeners, and I just logged in earlier to just test a refresh, but you know, this has been consistently going since September, 2 shows a week, every Monday and Friday, consistently. I've not missed a show. And this is the important thing. When you launch a podcast, you have to be consistent, okay? If you want your listeners to stay loyal, you got to give them good quality content. And in your case, me, I'm dependent on more of a co-hosting format because that's how I designed my show. Other than my episode that I aired yesterday, I've only done 3 solo episodes. I did one around the holidays. And the one yesterday was me honoring my top 10 most downloaded episodes and those co-hosts just to give them some more exposure. Plus to also kind of like give my newer listeners a heads up of what ones they should go back and listen to. Those are the 10 most popular. So that was a fun episode. But actually right now, just to give you a refresh, I'm at, that's a cool thing. All the statistics stuff is built into the website. I just log into the back end. I got all the download data right there. So
nice.
Another little cheat. But I have, 15,344 downloads total to date. And today I had 204 downloads. So I'm still building steam. But it's nice that I'm now hitting consistently at least 100 downloads a day. It's spread across, different shows. And that guy I told you about, Dr. Jack Cruz, he's like 4,700 downloads.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a big fat chunk of my downloads. So.
And you've been going since September, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
So what is it? End of March, 6 months. I'm happy.
Yeah. So what got you down this road?
Taking action. Yeah. I wanted to launch a podcast. I was looking for a platform that I'd have full control over. It's my voice, while I could still honor other people. podcasting is free. Every single listener listening to this is free, dude. You guys as listeners don't have to pay for anything. Just log on and hopefully stay subscribed because I love you. But like, I hope my subscribers keep listening to this stuff. So, but the other thing is I eventually do want to write a book. I actually would like to tell more about that lifestyle transformation and what it was like, the struggles I've gone through experiencing the firefighting, you know, trying to become, start your own entrepreneurial pursuits, all that type of stuff. So I haven't figured that out yet, but I said, you know what? One of my regular co-hosts, Vinny Tortorich, he has a very successful podcast called Fitness Confidential. He's the guest fitness co-host on the Adam Carolla Show, which is the most successful podcaster ever now. So he's got some great social clout now.
Wow.
And he's come on my show twice. Actually, he and I are going to record again tomorrow night. He's going to put me on his show. And so there's the networking that's happening.
Yeah, right. The synergy.
But that's why he started a podcast 4 years ago. He said he wanted to write a book and talk about his struggle with cancer and how he beat it and is recovering from it, and also about the fitness industry because he's been a personal trainer to the stars his whole life. He's a professional personal trainer. And he's like, and all of his famous people that he's connected with told him, like, well, nobody knows who the hell you are, so you got to create something viral. And he's like, I don't know what the hell viral means, dude. Like, he's like, I grew up in Louisiana. So they said, somebody suggested, like, hey, man, why don't you create a podcast? So he started building his podcast. So he built his platform. This is your brand. This is your podcast. This is your house. You build it and they will come. So when it came time for him to finally write the book, and then he self-published his book himself, he already had a platform to advertise on.
Yeah.
Right? I don't have any sponsors of this show. I self-sponsor my show with Isagenix. Occasionally, I name drop that because it's been a part of my life since I was firefighting in 2010. It's one of my core baselines in my nutritional programming. It's not for everybody. But hey, if somebody needs a system, boom. There's your plug, listeners. But, and that's it. Like, I don't dwell on the shit, right? Like, yeah, it's I love it. I have a business team. I make a nice little side income off of it. Yeah. So I guess I could say that can help pay for this show. So
yeah.
But no, there's no sponsors, you know, not yet.
Right.
And actually in the podcasting world, it would be nice to break even since I am shelling out a lot of money right now to keep the show going because of the website and everything. But, it would be nice to eventually, I will pick who is going to sponsor this show. I'm not going to let anybody, cause I want to care. It's gotta be brands or services that I care about that I don't want to waste my listeners' time on, right? This is my brand, dude. I'm not just going to shove anybody down people's throats. I want to make sure it's something good. It's going to help people either with their health, their business, or their lifestyle. And it's something genuine and not some kind of half-assed operation because there's a lot of companies out there. But the average podcast, you should be consistently showing at least 1,000 to 2,000 downloads daily. Or another way to look at it is at least 1,000 to 2,000 downloads per episode, however you want to look at it, right? So usually they like to see that daily number because they want to show that you have some consistency, because that way they can then extrapolate, obviously, how much exposure their brand or product or service is getting. So, and this is way down the road for you. And I don't even care about it right now either. I'm just giving you some more of that behind the scenes because a lot of our listeners don't know this. You don't know this. And I've had to learn all this stuff because I study all of it. So,
yeah.
So I hope all this helps.
Absolutely. What about you mentioned Thrive? I've never been there, but I kind of know what it's about.
You have to go.
What about a mission? Do you have a mission or?
Oh, as far as a bigger purpose?
Yeah.
Making my money matter.
Right.
So the beauty of that episode event was, I forgot. I've always actually, like, my Isagenix business, I've always already had, that's one thing I love about that company. That, for example, has always had that dialed in because they have their own charity that a percentage of all the income goes to help feed less fortunate children in other countries. So we've always had that in place, and we're a flagship partner of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So every time my nutrition comes every single month, I have it automatically shipped and automatically billed every month. I also, since the beginning of me having that account in 2010, I have an automatic donation every single month going to Make-A-Wish directly. So when I order all my shakes and my vitamins, there's a line I'm on there saying Make-A-Wish. So I have an automatic donation happening every single month.
Yeah. So, nice.
So, I mean, I'm already helping people get healthy, or just myself, doesn't matter. And I'm already helping feed less fortunate children. because the company does that already. That's their mission, so I'm aligned with that. And I'm directly impacting Make-A-Wish Foundation as well. So, hey, there's your train.
There it is.
Dude, that's crazy. You're like right in downtown Delray?
Yeah. Wow. Comes right through town.
Oh, wow. It's crazy, man. So
yeah, it's wild.
All right. So right, that's one piece of my life that's always been one of my side businesses and my side hustles. It's residual income, so I like it because I just get a check every week. It's nice. It goes into a bank account. But that's always been in alignment. And I haven't really picked a flagship, I guess, core brand or charity or whatever for Live the Fuel officially, because I do so many things. Like a few episodes back, I helped one of my co-hosts, Brian Strausser, help a child with a some kind of skin disease that they call it a butterfly. Like literally, his entire body is an open wound. He's missing the essential collagen at the cellular level of your skin, so he never heals.
The kid
literally is wrapped in bandages every day of his life. It's profound. I got my hair standing up on my arm. I got the chills, dude. So anyway, they launched a GoFundMe campaign because he lives in Staten Island, New York, and Brian wanted to help this kid years ago, but Brian didn't have his act together yet, right? He's trying to straighten his own shit out. We've talked about it on the show. So he actually, his project's called the Strausser Project. So Brian, as always, bro, I'm always talking about you. Shout out. And so Brian's finally getting everything dialed in his life, and it's very exciting, and I keep bringing him back on the show. So he's like one of my reoccurring co-hosts now because I want to keep, we're basically going along the journey with him. So it's pretty cool. But anyway, Brian like brought it up. He's like, hey man, right now they're launching a GoFundMe campaign. They want to fix the kid. They want to build the kid a better bathroom because like they literally have to take him down into the basement. They built like a retrofitted bathroom or whatever in his basement because he has to be bathed a very certain way or else you literally rip his skin open. It's freaking crazy, dude. But they said his stairwell to get down there is so narrow. He rides one of those motorized chairs down the stairs, and sometimes his knees rub the wall because it's an old house. They crushed their fundraising goals. Like, I did a Facebook Live video while we recorded in the CrossFit gym that I coach at with Brian while we recorded this episode. So, like, there was already a Facebook Live video. We're plugging that. I'm cross-sharing their GoFundMe campaign, like, crowdfunding page. And all over social media, I'm Instagramming it, tweeting it, LinkedIning it, like everything. Then I launched the podcast episode that we recorded that day, that week as well. We're blowing that up. So like I did everything I could with my connections to get him as much. And I'm only one piece of the pie. I forget the last update. They wanted to raise 40 grand. Dude, they're over 100 grand. They rose way past 100 grand. And Brian works for a construction company that does custom cabinetry and everything. So before we even finished the GoFundMe, his company loved his mission, what he was trying to do. They offered to sponsor all the cabinetry work. So like, there's all this stuff's happening. So I can't wait to get the next update. So that's like stuff like that happens. So
right,
it's weird because I always have something of like I'm a cyclist. I do charity rides. I do 100-mile bike rides, like road cycling events, like for charity. So like, there's always some kind of charity going on in my life. So it's weird, like. I've always been aligned with making money matter. I guess I don't really officially have my own flagship core thing because I want to make myself available to as many things as I possibly can. I can't always financially invest in that. But after going to Thrive and Make Money Matter, it is one of my goals. I eventually want to pick out something, even if I have to create my own, where there's one core thing that I'm always involved with besides Make-A-Wish, which is something I care a lot about. So I've always had that since 2010. So I hope that helps in a very broad answer, let you know that, yeah, I actually am aligned with making my money matter more in a lot of different ways.
I can tell, man. Yeah, that's great. And talk about raising vibration. Once you get out of your own head and do something outward like that,
dude, it's been a part of my life. Before I was firefighting, when I went back to school for marketing and psychology, I convinced the company that I was working for to let me resign so I could just finish those last semester of classes because I knew I wasn't going to stay there. And they did, I was able to collect unemployment for a short period of time while I was going to school. So I used that. But then the extra free time, I went and worked for Habitat for Humanity. So in that next year, I helped build 5 homes here locally for low-income families. So I'm literally like, if I go back there, there's still people who remember me. It's like, oh, you're the monkey guy. Because I was the crazy dude, like running from rooftop to rooftop and like hanging off of rooftop. Like I'm crazy.
You're that guy.
Yeah, I'm like literally the construction manager who ran all the builds. He's like, I don't like dealing with people. So could you just go ahead and run that house? Like he gave me a house and like all the plans. And like, dude, you're the construction manager. He's like, I'll check in on you. He's like, you're a good people person. So like I've had a lot of great experiences like that over the years. I serve on the board of a couple of charities. I used to help run a charity out of here that helped raise money for cancer vaccine research back in the early 2000s. So I've had a nice little journey of stepping through a lot of different things. There's always some piece of 501c3 going on in my life, dude. So
yeah, that's awesome, man. You're inspiring me. I need to do more after listening to all of that.
Well, and here's a reminder. That's probably one of my little lower things because I don't officially, like I'm on the board of a couple of things. So I'm available if they need me. Is it always happening? No. But I think as long as you partner with something that means something to you, maybe you don't do anything for a month, but when the time comes, you'll be doing stuff. So I think that's important. Like even with the founder of Thrive, Cole Hatter, PJ probably told you, he founded a school, like just like PJ did. Pencils
yeah.
of Promise. That's an easy way to align yourself because then you could literally build your own fundraising page and put that on your brand's website. And even if it takes the next 3 years, like you can be running your own Pencils of Promise campaign and you could be literally building your own school. It'd be called the Good Vibe School, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's funny because PJ, because I was literally in the audience donating to PJ's campaign the last day of that event because he probably told you how we all teamed up and helped him crush his final fundraising goals. Literally, I forget how I told him like the official thing that I think they said like within 11 minutes, like he had finally completed his fundraising goals and he was going to build the school. But I was sitting on the website app in the audience at Thrive refreshing the web browser and watching the dollars just ding, 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 because like everybody in the audience is like donating. Yeah. And like I told him, like that happened in like 4 minutes. Like they officially said I was like 12 or whatever. I'm like, dude, I'm telling you, I'm like showing it to people next to me. I'm like, dude, the numbers, we got this, dude. He's going to get a school. So it was, yeah.
That's great. So good stuff.
I'll be out in Vegas this year, man. We can meet in person if you want to get some good vibes.
There you go, man. I promised PJ I'd be there. So I think I'll see you there.
Well, and I was the only podcaster doing live recordings there too. I recorded a number of episodes there.
Really?
You're in the right environment, man. Hustle.
Yeah, right.
That's why I have that portable Zoom recorder.
That's what that thing's for? And
all I needed was I traveled out with three XLR cables, 3 microphones, and that, well, actually only two. I'm sorry, two, because I was only set up for one-on-one. But now I have an accessory for this where I could plug it into the top and it'll support 2 more. I can now support 4 microphones with this recorder. Okay. If you buy the Zoom H6, it comes stock with 4 XLR jacks already on it and a sweet new display. And I wish I would have just waited and got the Zoom H6, but the Zoom H5 is still a Cadillac, but it comes stock ready to hit support 2. And then you have, just to help close this out. This is how I roll. This is a full waterproofed. I'm a gearhead. This is my travel case, impact proof casing. It's all foam lined and everything.
Yeah.
I'm a geek. So, but this is the accessory that'll plug right into the top. And these are what the XLR jacks look like, if you can see that.
Okay.
So, and there's cables. These are the microphones. So cable plugs this into this. This is in the top of the Zoom. So this will add on 2 more jacks.
Okay.
With gain knobs, just like that's on that. So I can then dial in everybody's microphone. And right on the display, on that display, there's bar graphs. So I can see how everybody is, make sure we're all at the same level.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I just travel with these cables, the microphones, that Zoom recorder. I have a smaller little bag. I haven't actually flown with this thing yet. This is really more for my local travel. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I could. And actually, if you go to kit.com, I built my own little kit that shows you all this stuff. So like kit.com is a site you could put up your own account on. And if there's stuff that you really love and you want to teach your followers what you use, like I literally have a kit.com. I have a Live the Fuel page there. And I started building like little fun. I don't have enough time to do it, but I built a little kit that shows you my home, my travel kit. So it's this, it's the Zoom, the microphones, all that stuff. So
I'm gonna check that out.
Admittedly, it might even be something as simple as like, I don't even know my kit. It's probably kit.com/livethefuel, to be honest with you. Kit.com/livethefuel. And am I right? Yep. Yeah. So you just go to kit.com/livethefuel. I have my branding all over it, all my logos. And I have like a mobility kit that I built with a bunch of different stuff to help people with their mobility and stretching. A little travel, because I have a special way I travel when I travel, like meal planning bags and stuff. But right there, podcasting travel, and it shows you the Zoom, a case, the cables I recommend, and one of the microphones that I use. So yeah.
That's it. You're all set.
There you go, man. So,
man,
check
that
out.
I like it. You're proactive.
Well, because instead of me literally doing what we're just doing here, I could just say, dude, if you want to go look at my kit, it's right there. And obviously I got a few other things that I've bought, obviously, like the webcam and stuff. Like this is all other stuff. So,
right.
But really that kit is really all you need. You don't need a mixer. If you're going to be doing in-person stuff or whatever, I do recommend hardware. I do recommend it because I don't ever want to, I haven't had a real software failure. I did have Skype literally shut down in the middle of a podcast. It decided to start doing its software update. I was like, are you freaking kidding me?
Wow.
So I was pissed, but I was like, okay, I just hit pause on the recorder. I texted him. I'm like, stand by. The software finished, and literally within 30 seconds, it had rebooted, and I was able to redial him and hit record again, and we were fine.
So did you have the video too then, or did you just
the
audio?
This is before I did Zoom.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're going to have issues. My point is this. I have peace of mind. So I'm not saying I'm a prepper, but because I've been a firefighter and everything else, I believe in preparing for battle, so to speak, right? So it's like,
you're a planner.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm not going to overly plan, so I end up with paralysis by analysis. We talked about this. This is a life lesson for our listeners too, guys. Like, this is fitness. This is everything. Like, dude, you can sit there and buy all the freaking gear you want, but I just wanted to make sure when I started the show, I had good sounding quality audio, and I had hardware, so I didn't have to worry about software failures. But to be fair, dude, you can download software. You could spend $20 and get a podcast up and running. You don't have to drop $1,500.
Yeah.
That's me. but I'm also one of those people where if I invest in something, then I'm all in, right? I spent the money. Money was spent. The time has been invested. You got to pull the fucking trigger, dude. Like, get your shit going. And admittedly, even with that, I still delayed. I had three shows in the tank, working on the fourth. And I'm like, oh, maybe I'll just get another one. Maybe I'll get another one. And I'm like, no, dude, just launch. Just freaking launch.
With four? You launched with four?
Yeah, I think I ended up having four.
Okay.
I think I had two or three ready. Yeah, because I wanted to have, that's a lesson. You don't launch with just one. Because what if people really, really like your show? Like all of my listeners listening to us right now, I'm sure they're loving this because I've never done an episode like this. And some of them have probably already stopped listening because they probably don't care about podcasting, like as far as the behind the scenes. But this is a life lesson, whether it be, like I said, fitness, business, your lifestyle, whatever. Like you got to take action, dude. So I said, all right, I want to have a few in the tank because if they really enjoyed the episode, I want to make sure they can move right on to another show. And they're not like, oh, well, maybe he's only a one pump chump, right? You put one show out and that's it. Plus, you want to give them something to work on, right? And chew on. You don't want to launch 10, dude. You want to launch with like two or three in the tank so they have something to play on. Now, now you schedule out your extra shows. So now you've got a buffer zone, right? So I've had my highs and lows where I've had enough shows pre-recorded where I was good for the next 2-3 weeks. And then maybe I wasn't able to land co-hosts fast enough. And then all of a sudden I used up that time and I'm back living week to week again. Like right now, I'm only two shows behind. That's it. And actually, I kind of like it that way because if somebody's doing a product launch, a book launch, or a new coaching program or whatever, if I record them now, but I have so many shows recorded that they're not going to be airing on the schedule until 2 months from now. I want to stay more real time when stuff is fresh and it's going on. But in your case, if you're going to have 10 shows recorded up, dude, launch with two or three or four and then schedule those all out, man. Like, figure out your calendar, like what you're going to do. Are you going to be a once a week guy? I will tell you, if you're really trying to build a successful podcast and this is going to become like maybe a primary platform for you and you're going to take this shit seriously, all of my coaches have told me that the best podcast shows that people have become very strong with are like a 2 to 3 a week, but that is very aggressive, dude. Two to three weeks is aggressive. If you're trying to figure out your game plan, then just go with once a week for now. But you got to be at least weekly. This whole once a month shit is bullshit. Like, why even bother? So
yeah, I was thinking once a week. I don't know if I have the time for 2 to 3 a week.
Yeah,
right. It's some work, bro.
Start with one, and then if you end up loving this, then build a two. Yeah. Me, I'm serious about this. I'm like, I'm going to at least go two. I can't do three, but I'm going two. And I'm just really trying to stick to it. So,
nice.
But I also have to be aggressive, right? I'm like, I follow somebody on Twitter or I hear somebody on my other friend's podcast show and I want to get them on my show. Like, I literally did it tonight. I tweeted his show and tagged his co-hosts that were guests on his show on their Twitter feeds. And now they retweet my tweet. And then I tweet them back, message them directly saying, hey, I loved you on Vinny's show, for example. Would love to have you on my show. So I have to aggressively be going after people here.
Right.
So
right.
That's part of the hustle, baby. That's part of, you got to put the vibes out
there. That's good. It's good stuff, man. This is great info. I appreciate this.
This has been some long pod. So
we
should probably call this one. And then if we do a follow-up session, because this has been a lot of nuggets of knowledge for you. I'd rather, like other coaching sessions, I'd rather let you take the time to condense this stuff, see how it aligns with everything you're trying to work on. You probably, from earlier in the show, need to work on a little bit more of that branding. I really would like to see you work on your messaging. It sounds like this is very, very important to you. So we want to make sure that your listeners and your branding is truly putting the right vibes out there, right?
Right, so, yeah.
And plus, who knows? And after today's show, maybe you're going to become the vibe master or the vibe professional. I don't know.
The umbrella.
There you go.
Yeah.
You want your umbrella vibing. So there you go.
I love it, man.
And there you go. Dude, you'll have to eventually probably have to come out with literally an electronic umbrella that vibrates. I don't know. That could be a fun future merchandising project.
Who wouldn't like that, right?
A little hand massage. I don't know. But anyway, so for your benefit, you're new to my show. My co-hosts who come on the show, I want you guys to have that final word. And you're a pretty powerful guy, I could tell, so you're going to probably have some good words for our listeners. But basically, before I do the closing, this is your chance to basically, if our listeners forget, if you're still listening, we thank you for still listening. But if they forget everything else they learned on today's show and they want to focus on what good vibes is all about or what your final brand is going to be, what's that message that if they forget everything else we discussed today, that they leave remembering about Tom?
Well, I'm all about personal development and improving my life. It's been huge for my life. And any way, any tools, any biohacks, anything that I can share to help them improve their lives is what it's all about. So I love talking about it. I love chatting with you about all this stuff. And every time I talk with someone like you, I take away things. I keep learning more. And that's what it's all about. Keep learning more, get better, have a great life.
I like that, man. Yeah. All right, well, hang tight here so I can give you a proper goodbye when we get off the air here. So, again, to our listeners, guys, man, there you go. Keep learning, brother. Keep learning and your sisters out there. So, keep learning. And we've said it before, we say it again. We're here to fuel your health, your business, and your lifestyle. So, keep living a fired up, epic life. And we'll talk to you guys again soon. Good day, Live the Fuel fans. Hey, this is Scott Mulvaney, your host and founder of Live the Fuel. I just wanted to take a couple minutes here at the end of the episode to thank you for listening and also share some resources for you. So number one, please, thank you. Thank you for listening and thank you for subscribing. If you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe to the show so you can get regular your updates. I release new episodes every single week. More importantly, if you are using iTunes or you have an iTunes account, please go on to iTunes. I know it takes a few minutes to actually do this, but please submit a show review for the Live the Fuel show. It's one of the few ways we can use the system to help increase the exposure of the show. So again, if you take a moment to do that, please and thank you. All right, guys, more importantly, I want to get into some resources to help support you guys. If you go to livethefuel.com, I do have a resources guide online. And it's called the Super Sevens Resources Guide. And in there, I have 21 different tips and tools just from that I've used over the past 3 to 4 years to help me get my different businesses up online, but also just health mindset related content. But anyway, if you go on there and subscribe to my email list, you'll get that guide back to you for free. So enjoy some free content. Now, more importantly, if you're on Facebook, be sure to reach out to us and, number one, like the Live the Fuel page, but number two, join our Facebook group community called The Fuel Tank. Please submit a request and I'll be happy to welcome you into our community and help you along your journey as well. And then the last piece of this little message for you guys is our resources page. If you go to livethefuel.com/resources or just click on resources in the toolbar, I put in a number of companies on here that I've started growing relationships with that I trust and that I actually recommend. So first off is Villa Capelli. This is one of the purest olive oils that I've ever tasted. I've talked about it on the show before. So please use my discount code. If you use Fuel, F-U-E-L, at the checkout when you're on their website, you get 10% off your order. So please use that and thank you. More importantly, also in the health category in that page, you'll find a company called Pure Vitamin Club. We've actually had the founders on the show multiple times. I highly recommend this company. Please use my click-through link on the website. I don't have a lot of affiliations, but this is one that actually may give me a couple pennies back for every time people actually click through my logo for their Pure Vitamin Club on my website. So again, I highly recommend them for Pure Magnesium, Pure Vitamins, and their new B12 vitamin coming out. And the last piece of this message here is Isagenix, guys. Not everybody is into nutritional companies, supplementation, but many, many people are because our food is nutrient deficient. And we've talked about this from a health perspective before. So again, if you guys are looking for a change in your lifestyle, heck, even just for a side hustle business, but more importantly, just healthy lifestyle changes, please consider reaching out to me. I have Isagenix linked on there, but please feel free to private message me or set up a time on my scheduler on the website. And I'd be happy to talk to you more about this and consider working with me and my team. I'd love helping people get healthier. All right, guys, last piece of this message here is business related. If you look in the business category on there, because we do talk about health, business, and lifestyle, I do have a couple other companies in here. AWeber. AWeber is the best when it comes to email marketing. So please use my link there. I use it for all of my clients and all of my email marketing. There's a lot of different sources out there, but these guys are awesome. And more importantly, all of my IT, all of my website hosting, everything now goes through a company called Singularis IT. I mountain bike and road bike with the owner, Simone. He's been on the show as well. Good people, great technology. Highly recommend them for outsourcing your IT solutions. They're freaking phenomenal. So anyway, guys, I just want to, again, thank you for listening. Please use these tips, tricks. Please visit livethefuel.com. Check out the resources page. Get that e-guide for free by hopping on the email list. And go to The Fuel Tank on Facebook and join our community. I'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you for listening to Live the Fuel. Visit us at livethefuel.com. Stay connected on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more at Live the Fuel. Live the fired up, epic life. Hashtag Live the Fuel.